KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Tel Aviv today, a lot of anxiety about the current ceasefire, just hoping it really does come true, that all the hostages will be released. This woman in Tel Aviv's hostage square.
I'm here because I couldn't sleep all night. It's been a few nights that we can't sleep. We want them back, and we feel that everything is just hanging on a thread, and I can't heal. None of us can. I feel that I just cannot breathe anymore. I can't proceed with my life since that happened. I need them back.
And all of the hostages who were captured 2 years ago by the bloody Hamas terrorist raid are set to be returned in coming days in exchange for some Hamas prisoners as well. President Trump told reporters Friday he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping planned for later this month in South Korea.
No, I haven't canceled.
So, but I don't know that we're going to have it, but I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But
earlier yesterday, the president expressed anger about export controls China is now slapping on rare earth minerals. And in response, he threatened a major hike in tariffs on Chinese imports, led to a lot of anxiety on Wall Street in big losses for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indices. Meanwhile, most members of the Fed want to see interest rates go down.
Minutes from last month's meeting show a majority of Fed officials feel there is a greater chance unemployment would rise and the risk of rising inflation has either diminished or not increased. Only one official formally dissented from the quarter point rate cut in September, Stephen Miron, who was appointed by President Trump. He wanted a bigger cut, but the minutes underscore the deep division on the committee between those who feel the Fed short-term rate is too high and weighing on the economy and those who point to persistent inflation.
And that is Ed Donahue reporting. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the country's declining birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of pivotal battles over a number of hot-button social issues. This is SRN News. Journalists at the Pentagon have stricter new guidelines to accept or else they can't cover the beat.
At issue is whether to sign a statement acknowledging new restrictions on their jobs or risk being thrown out of the Pentagon. The deadline to sign is next week. New policy was issued 2 weeks ago that imposes strict limits on where reporters can be without an official escort, and includes a restriction that journalists not report on any news, even if unclassified, without official approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ships streamed up and down the Delaware River in Philadelphia this week.
Thousands of people attended the boat parade to honor the Navy and the Marine Corps. The Navy began on the 13th of October, 1775. Less than a month later, the Marine Corps was formed on the 10th of November. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.